Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm Women Liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't switch the truth, it knows no regulation.
handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to take grace. And tell me over and over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. No, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Smart growth, smart code, sustainable development. We hear these terms every day, but what do they mean and how will they change our lives? I'm Alexandra Swan, and in this short video presentation, you'll find out exactly what smart growth means to you. The term sustainable development was coined in 1987 in a report called Our Common Future, produced by the United Nations Commission on the Environment and Development. The commission was chaired by Gro Harlem Brundtland, former Prime Minister of Norway, former head of the World Health Organization, and Vice President of the International Socialists. Brundtland's findings led to the United Nations Earth Summit, which created Agenda 21. Agenda 21 calls for a profound reorientation of all human society, unlike anything the world has ever experienced, a major shift in the priorities of both governments and individuals, and an unprecedented redeployment of human and financial resources. This shift will demand a concern for the environmental consequences of every human action, be integrated into individual and collective decision-making at every level. Although Agenda 21 was too radical to ever be ratified by the U.S. Senate, it was signed by President George H.W. Bush as a soft treaty, and every U.S. president since 1992 has reaffirmed its goals. Agenda 21 has three parts: economic equality, or redistribution of wealth, not only within, but also among nations; social justice, and environmentalism. Agenda 21 calls for the abolition of private property and free enterprise in favor of communal ownership and central planning. In 1995, Bill Clinton created the President's Council on Sustainability. Gary Lawrence, a Seattle planner and advisor to the Clinton Gore Council on Sustainable Development, explained the goal of the council. He said, in some cases, local Agenda 21 is seen as an attack on the power of the nation state. So we will call our process something else, such as comprehensive planning, growth management, or smart growth. Those are the terms by which we know Agenda 21 today. For the next 13 years, the goals of Agenda 21 advanced slowly throughout the U.S., mainly in corporate policy decisions and on a local level through metropolitan planning. Cities worldwide and throughout the United States joined ICLEI, a U.N.-accredited non-governmental organization which encourages cities to develop smart growth. But progress was slow because Americans traditionally prefer single-family homes and cars to the densely packed urban housing and public transportation that smart growth demands. But then something happened. The housing market crash of 2007 and 2008 opened the door for the beginning of the radical restructuring of our society needed to achieve Agenda 21. President Obama, then candidate Obama, gave us a glimpse of this in 2008 in his campaign speech in Roseburg, Oregon.
We can drive our SUV and, you know, eat as much as we want and keep our homes on, you know, 72 degrees at all times, and whether we're living in the desert or we're living in the tundra, and then just expect that every other country is going to say, okay, you know, you guys go ahead and keep on using 25% of the world's energy, even though you only account for 3% of the population, and we'll be fine. Don't worry about us.
Since 2008, our government has been actively implementing Agenda 21, not just on a local level, but on a national one. Now, in his second term, President Obama is using every resource at his disposal. Federal grants to entice cities to embrace sustainability and federal agencies like HUD and the EPA to force Agenda 21 on all communities, whether they want it or not. The goals of Agenda 21 are not new. They're old-style Marxism repackaged, and they're marching across virtually every community in this country almost completely unchecked. That's why it's so important to find out what's going on in your community. I will be posting a series of short video blogs to show you how Agenda 21 works and how it's infiltrating communities. Watch them. Share them with your friends. Find out about the UN companion initiatives that accompany Agenda 21. And then, when ICLEI comes to your town, you'll have the tools that you need to stand up with your fellow citizens and just say no. Smart growth, smart code, sustainable development. We hear these terms every day, but what do they mean and how will they change our lives? I'm Alexandra Swan, and in this short video presentation, you'll find out exactly what smart growth means to you. The term sustainable development was coined in 1987 in a report called Our Common Future, produced by the United Nations Commission on the Environment and Development. The commission was chaired by Gro Harlem Brundtland, former Prime Minister of Norway, former head of the World Health Organization, and Vice President of the International Socialists. Brundtland's findings led to the United Nations Earth Summit, which created Agenda 21. Agenda 21 calls for a profound reorientation of all human society, unlike anything the world has ever experienced, a major shift in the priorities of both governments and individuals, and an unprecedented redeployment of human and financial resources. This shift will demand a concern for the environmental consequences of every human action, be integrated into individual and collective decision-making at every level. Although Agenda 21 was too radical to ever be ratified by the U.S. Senate, it was signed by President George H.W. Bush as a soft treaty, and every U.S. president since 1992 has reaffirmed its goals. Agenda 21 has three parts: economic equality, or redistribution of wealth, not only within, but also among nations, social justice, and environmentalism. Agenda 21 calls for the abolition of private property and free enterprise in favor of communal ownership and central planning. In 1995, Bill Clinton created the President's Council on Sustainability. Gary Lawrence, a Seattle planner and advisor to the Clinton Gore Council on Sustainable Development, explained the goal of the council. He said, in some cases, local Agenda 21 is seen as an attack on the power of the nation state. So we will call our process something else, such as comprehensive planning, growth management, or smart growth. Those are the terms by which we know Agenda 21 today. For the next 13 years, the goals of Agenda 21 advanced slowly throughout the U.S., mainly in corporate policy decisions and on a local level through metropolitan planning. Cities worldwide and throughout the United States joined ICLEI, a UN-accredited non-governmental organization which encourages cities to develop smart growth. But progress was slow because Americans traditionally prefer single-family homes and cars to the densely packed urban housing and public transportation that smart growth demands. But then something happened. The housing market crash of 2007 and 2008 opened the door for the beginning of the radical restructuring of our society needed to achieve Agenda 21. President Obama, then candidate Obama, gave us a glimpse of this in 2008 in his campaign speech in Roseburg, Oregon.
We can drive our SUV and, you know, eat as much as we want and keep our homes on, you know, 72 degrees at all times, and whether we're living in the desert or we're living in the tundra, and then just expect that every other country is going to say, okay, you know, you guys go ahead and keep on using 25% of the world's energy, even though you only account for 3% of the population, and we'll be fine. Don't worry about us.
Since 2008, our government has been actively implementing Agenda 21, not just on a local level, but on a national one. Now, in his second term, President Obama is using every resource at his disposal, federal grants to entice cities to embrace sustainability and federal agencies like HUD and the EPA
to force Agenda 21 on all communities, whether they want it or not.
The goals of Agenda 21 are not new. They're old-style Marxism repackaged, and they're marching across virtually every community in this country, almost completely unchecked. That's why it's so important to find out what's going on in your community. I will be posting a series of short video blogs to show you how Agenda 21 works and how it's infiltrating communities. Watch them. Share them with your friends. Find out about the UN companion initiatives that accompany Agenda 21. And then, when ICLEI comes to your town, you'll have the tools that you need to stand up with your fellow citizens and just say no.
Well, I was driving down I-95 the other night. Somebody nearly cut me right off the road. I decided it wasn't going to do any good to get mad. So I wrote a song about him instead, and it goes like this. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine. 'Cause you're an asshole tonight. Yes, you're an A.
S-S-H-O-L-E.
And don't you try to blame it on me. You deserve all the credit. You're an asshole tonight. You were an asshole yesterday. You're an asshole tonight. And I've got a feeling you'll be an asshole the rest of your life. Talking to your mother just the other night. I told her I thought you were an asshole. She said, yes, I think you're right. And all your friends are assholes, 'cause you've known them your whole life. And somebody told me you've got an asshole for a wife. Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight. Oh boy, am I surrounded by assholes at times.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all this crazy question you're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see.
Mama told me not to come.
Oh Lord,
Mama told me not to come.
She said, open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking about scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to go. Oh Lord, Mama told me not to go.
She say,
that ain't the way to fun, son. That ain't the way to fun, son.
Someone's knocking on the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend, she's passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. I don't know what it is. Somebody shut that door.
Mama told me not to go.
Oh Lord,
Mama told me not to go.
She's back.
That ain't the way to fun, son. That ain't the way to fun. No.
Maestro? Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't worry. Fuck.
Black tar on the market. the aristocracy embrace the deliberate effort to get your children hooked on poppy seed waste, only to be replaced by another toxin. Get them on methadone and suboxone, coke, crack, smack, Prozac, Lassapam. They're all controlled by the very same exact plan. The plan might be difficult to fathom, but understand this, they will never stop kratom.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Jimmy is roaming around the White House tonight trying to find a meatloaf to warm himself up on?
I don't think the cod has eaten meatloaf.
Who the hell are they? They're only from Georgia. Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen. The congressman, boy. I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen turning down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home. Oh, readers, the Democrats is doing a whole... The Democrats, and you put them in there. That's the face you had on you when you come back in the polls. Well, the Democrats' way of running this country is to go tell us all how we ought to make sacrifices. God, they're great on that stuff. But they're all going to have us over the hill to the poorhouse. We ain't going to be able to drive over there because we ain't got no gas, so we're going to have to walk it.
Oh, the Reader's Digest says walking is very good for you.
Oh, ain't that lovely? The Reader's Digest can always put a little joy into poverty. Listen, my whole point is this whole thing with the energy and everything. This is all a conspiracy. Don't you know that? It's a conspiracy there. Listen, for years, all our lives, they've been telling us to go out and buy stuff that use energy. You know, all electrical stuff. Like electric toasters, electric ovens, electric stoves. Electric stereo, electric TV, electric race, electric hair blower, electric knives, electric every damn thing. Not to mention the cars. And now, after all the big corporations there make the billions and billions of dollars worth of profits, signals, wham, they're changed. And after telling us for years that we can't live without this junk, now they tell us that we gotta live without it. The country is going straight into the dumper.
We'll be right back. Just film it from the sidewalk.
Over there.
All right, I'm doing this on a complete process under the...
Okay. All I want to do is just look at your eyes. Simple. Okay? I mean, he smelled alcohol in the vehicle. I smelled it coming out of the vehicle. Through a little bit open window. That's why you're at this point.
That's ridiculous.
All right, look at my finger. Follow your eyes only. Don't move your head. You understand?
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up to the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars.
The Beverly Hillbilly.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here?